hits for Gila County. Gila 101.9.
And now we welcome Globe Mayor Al Gameros. Al, how are you?
You're doing good.
What's happening this month?
Well, I'll go over my monthly report for May, but first I want to share some exciting news about the state budget that was signed yesterday by Governor Hobbs. Included in the budget this year is $10 million for Gila County flood recovery. So it's an appropriations. $5 million will go to Gila County, $2.5 million will go to Miami, and $2.5 million will go to Globe, which is huge for us. This is something that's really been a team effort. It's been, you know, the county with the Board of Supervisors, their staff, Town of Miami and their staff and their council, and our city council and staff have worked, I know they've worked a tremendous, a lot of hours, a lot of presentations to try and get this passed. It wasn't originally in the budget that was presented to the governor, but it was inserted during the negotiation process in the past couple of weeks. So that is huge for us. This money will be used we're working on a $24 million project. Our match is $5.5 million. This will go towards that, which would be tremendous benefit, you know.
Absolutely.
Instead of, you know, we're trying to work at how we're going to pay the $5.5 million, looking at WIFA loans and other ways to do it. But we have some people in the state to thank. You know, I want to thank Representative Walt Blackman.
Uh-huh.
Representative Sylvia Allen. Those two have really pushed hard from the very go to get us funding to Gila County, along with a governor that stated she would help us out in the state, you know, during her State of the State address. She stuck to that, and this is where it ended up.
That's great.
So it is. It truly is. So it's still an ongoing, you know, we're still optimistic. We're still hoping we get the federal designation. If we get the federal designation, then our $5.5 million again will turn to 2.1, which this appropriation will cover then this first project, because there's so many more projects. You know, we still have our sewer lines we got to look at and stuff like that. So it's going to be a long haul, and it's going to be continued work, you know, for years to come, I think, as we move forward. But this is a good sign, a good plus for us to have that money available to move on to a different project.
Now, that $24 million project, what is it?
The $24 million project is under NRCS, and that is to remove sediment out of the creeks.
This is to
build capacity. That's our priority project right now, because if we get heavy rain or rain like we had before, the only thing we can do is just make sure that we have capacity within the waterways.
Yes.
And our project only encompasses 2.8 miles of City Creek. The county is working. I don't know what their project is, how many millions of dollars theirs is. Theirs obviously is out in this Six Shooter Canyon area, coming into Globe, and then west. You probably see some dirt moving out by Southwest Gas going to the hospital.
Right.
All those drainage have been they're dug out, and they're shotcreting them to stabilize the walls and everything. We're also going to be doing some shotcrete of pouring some areas that were washed out, where roads were washed out, so we want to stabilize those walls. But again, we want to just make sure that we have enough capacity. That's what took so long, engineering it, where we had, I think it's called Mylar, where they fly over and they shoot it from 200, 300 feet with a small aircraft, and then they turned it into 3D pictures in order for the engineer to determine how wide and how deep they need to dig within our creek in the city.
That's great, because that'll be a long-term benefit.
Oh, yes, for sure. And hopefully we can continue to maintain it. You know, as we move forward, you know, everything has changed now. As we move forward, our planning needs to be different. We're working together on signing IGAs. Freeport-MacMoran has stepped up to to offer us resources and funding to bring a flood plan together for the future, and it'll be an IGA between the Gila County, Town of Miami, and the City of Globe. We all took it to our councils. We've all approved it, and now we'll move forward and utilize some of the experts, you know, like that worked at Coconino, the Flagstaff, and what they did for their flooding event, because not only are we planning for lots of rain, but we've got to plan for the burn scar on the mountain, and right. How can we allocate, how can we get that money, that type of money, you know, you're talking $100-150 million to try and mitigate some of the water flow off the mountains coming down. And I think working together as a collaborated, as we have been since the flood, really puts us at a better advantage to get that funding.
Absolutely.
So that was the good news. You know, we knew it was in there, and I know the governor waited to sign it till yesterday, so it is official now that we should get that funding. The other thing that it indicates on the list that I got, it says we should receive it before July 15th.
Great.
Which would be great, because we started our project this week. They'll see a lot of heavy equipment in the waterways within the city, and they're going to be just removing a lot of the dirt out of there. They're working 6 days a week, 12 hours a day, to make sure it happens before the rains start again, the monsoon starts.
That's great.
You bet. So that's that part of the good news. I'll move on to my monthly mayor report. On May 19th, the tentative budget was adopted, the fiscal year 26-27, and that was in the amount of $97,691,340. This budget will now be posted. It was posted two consecutive weeks, and the public hearing and final adoption will be held on June 23rd.
Okay.
That'll be the final one. Now, this budget shows an increase of about $4.2 million from last year's. And the primary reason for this increase is for the anticipated funding related to ongoing flood mitigation projects and, again, other potential grant opportunities that we may have this coming year.
Okay.
The law requires that all possible funding sources that may become available in this fiscal year be included and documented within the budget prior to the expenditure of those funds. So that's why we have them in there. If we get allocated like this appropriation, this 2.5, this gives that room for us to be able to spend it. If we don't show it, we can't spend it.
And that's an increase of how much?
Increase from last year's budget, about $40,238,000.
Okay.
Yeah, it's about a $40 million increase. But this project alone, the one that we have right now, NRCS, is $24 million.
Sure.
So that's in there because we have to show the full amount because it's a reimbursement. We actually don't get that money back. Well, it has to be reimbursed 75% of it right now. We have to spend it in order to get it back.
Sure.
So that's a reason that shows a huge amount.
Mm-hmm.
So that's on the budget again, final public hearing and final adoption is June 23rd.
Okay.
I'll talk a little bit about our general fund contingency fund policy. This year we voted to waive, it's called Section 3 of the 2025 Council General Fund Contingency Reserve Policy. And what it does is, we put this in place so we would be able to maintain a $3 million fund balance, a rainy day fund balance, you know, so we wouldn't drop below it. But this year we waived it in order to be able to drop it $500,000. We'll drop it to $2.5 million because we've seen the revenue loss, the projects, and in order to balance our budget, they worked hard. We're actually about $1 million in revenue short, did some projects, delayed some. So now it's to about $500,000. So now we're able to balance our budget by taking $500,000 out of our reserve policy just for this year.
Okay.
And again, this is for projects and revenue loss and, you know, just stabilizing our infrastructure.
Sure.
For the coming year. I'll talk a little bit about Ordinance 897, and this is a 0.3% sales tax that was instituted. We voted to redirect that money. This ordinance was put in 2016. After the downfall of 2008 and the investments, public safety retirement took a big hit, and there was a lot of unfunded liability that the state took on and kept it in the state level for a couple of years. And in 2012, 2013, they started talking about pushing that back into all the cities that had their unfunded liability. So for our city in 2016, when they did that, ours was $10 million, and that's for police and fire. So we were only funded about, I think it was 30% back then. So that means when we hired a policeman or a firefighter, if their salary, whatever their salary was hourly, we had to budget 80% above that, 70-80% above that, in order to pay down this unfunded liability. But in 2016, what the council did, they went ahead and took $1 million out of the contingency fund balance, the rainy day fund balance, and put it towards their unfunded liability. And they also instituted by this ordinance a 0.3% sales tax that went directly for public safety, but went directly to pay the unfunded liability. Today, we are 80-85% funded now, fully funded, which is amazing to be there in that capacity. Other cities chose to ignore it, and so now they're having to deal with either extending it from a 20-year loan to a 30-year loan, or they're taking out bonds in order to pay it off and stuff like that. So we are very fortunate. The council was very aggressive in addressing it immediately and puts us in a good place to be able to redirect this money.
Now, unfunded liability, that's like pensions and things like that?
Yes, yes. There's a lot of things that really go into the actuary of it. You know, it depends. It really depends how many full-time, I'll just talk fire department because that's where I came from, how many firefighters you have full-time, their age, how many younger, you know, have you have many potential coming in, how many retirees you have. And this is in order to maintain the retirement system for, you know, for future years for the retirees.
Sure.
So that's what it comes out to, is the unfunded liability is, you know, it's huge. And every city had to deal with this that had PSPRS.
Yeah, so the 0.3% sales tax is going to be redirected. What was it? It was going to the unfunded liabilities, and what will it be going to now?
Okay, now what we're going to do with the redirection is the public safety the sales tax. So it's going to go towards the payment for the construction of the new fire station with estimated about $13 to $15 million. And that this, if by doing this, this means that we don't put the burden on our residents through property tax. Okay. It would be horrendous. We only get about $500,000 a year in property tax within the city of Globe with our population of 7,200. So what this will do, will redirect that. And that 0.3% has really increased again. You know, our sales tax revenue has really increased over the past 10 years. That probably raises around anywhere from $800,000 to $1 million a year. So we'll be able to redirect that and be able to pay the state pay for a new station. We're doing the bond right now. It has to be a bond, but we have enough to do it. If we do it that way, we have a payment of $1.2 million a year.
Okay.
So we'll be able to use that. We'll probably have to use some of our revenue within our budget in order to make up maybe a difference of $200,000-$300,000. But we feel this is the best idea, that the best way that we can be, we're able to do that without having to, again, put the burden on our taxpayers.
Right. So property tax right now brings in how much a year?
About $500,000 a year.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, if that had to be increased, that would be a tremendous increase.
Oh, yes. And then the burden would only be on city residents, although our police and fire, you know, we may think our population was 7,200, but our response is really covered because we have, you have people from the east, you know, Safford, San Carlos, you have Miami, you have the unincorporated. They all utilize our resources. And this also generates revenue with people passing. People that come and pass through our community, tourism, you know, they come here. You go into the lake or whatever, they buy something. They're helping pay this amount down also.
Right.
So it's really spread out for everybody, for a lot of people, so it doesn't concentrate only on our city residents.
Good.
So we'll be doing that, or we did vote on that. And we still have to go out to a bond company, but it's a little different because it's not a property. It won't show in property tax. It'll be a sales tax bond, and I don't know the exact wording on it, but our attorneys have all gone through it and made sure everything was, okay, you know, straightforward.
Good.
So we hope to get that done, and then that way we can start with the construction of our new fire station, which would be tremendous. We need to get that done.
Yes.
So the Jess Hayes Road sidewalk project, this is a new sidewalk from Connie's Bridge all the way to the community center. The design and the procurement process has already been completed, and the contract was awarded to Doge Development, LLC. They're the ones that got the contract. And the total cost for this project is $3,336,805. And this is funded through an RTAC, Rural Transportation. I can't remember the other the acronym, but it's a state appropriations. And our city match out of the $3.3 million is $165,000 to get that project done.
Okay, good.
So now that that's contract's been awarded, we'll be able to move forward and get that project moving so we can get those sidewalks in.
How long a distance is that from the bridge?
You know, I don't know. I don't know in miles. I don't know if it's it's probably, I'm not really sure. And it's going to be only on the one side. It'll be on the, not the side of the creek area. It'll be on the opposite side.
Okay.
That'll meet up with the other ones at the bridge at the community center.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Yes.
And I did talk about our NRCS project. Like I said, they started this week. We're hoping again that we get that designation, drop it to 10%. When we also, and I talked about that when we went to Washington this last time, I talked a little bit about, we met with NRCS to try and to ask for a waiver of our percentages, not only for the city of Globe, but for Miami and for the county. So we did ask for that. They're taking that into consideration. But I think they may be waiting to see if we get a federal designation, then all they have to waive really is 10% instead of 25%.
Right. And so at this point, we haven't heard anything from FEMA on that reconsideration, right?
No, we have not. We have had return visits to Globe. I know our staff has walked them, our crew has walked them through the creek, three different visits. And we also got a visit from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which we feel this is good news. I think they were telling me that there's a certain deadline or days that they have a time frame to make a decision. And the last I heard, I think there was like 40 days, maybe 42 days left.
Okay.
So maybe within the next month and a half, that we'll hear something on that declaration.
Okay, good.
We do have a lot of bipartisan support, which is great, and that's what you need. And I'll tell you, Congressman Eli Crane has been a tremendous advocate for Gila County and Globe and Miami. He's been pushing it. He came twice with FEMA representatives. So he has a strong voice in Washington for our area, which
Good.
Is great.
Yeah.
And the final thing I had on my monthly report is I want to talk a little bit about flight insurance, medical insurance.
Yes.
You know, for the past couple of years, we've been paying for a premium for all our residents within the city of Globe to have, if you've flown from this area, that you're covered. And this is through PHI, though. This is one helicopter company. You know, there's obviously, there's other ones. PHI is AeroVac. They are stationed here at Pinto Valley Mine, and they're the closest one in the area. But we also got to remember, if they're not available and it's an emergency and they have to call a different helicopter, say like Native Air, or I think there's Banner Air, then this is not covered. This is just a premium for PHI.
Right.
But we feel it's important, because you're talking, you know, if somebody's flown and you don't have the proper insurance, you could, you know, it could be $60,000.
Yes.
On a flight. So we, this year, because of the revenue loss, we're not going to renew it for our residents. We renewed it for our employees, but not our residents, because of the revenue loss. And this is just this year, and hopefully we can pick it again next year. But what they have done, and we're going to run a big marketing issue, is what PHI is offering right now. If our city residents renew by the middle of August this year, the premium for the year is $30 for their entire household.
That is so worth it.
Oh, yes, yes. You bet it is. So whoever is living in your home, and not just your children, but if you're taking care of your mother-in-law and they reside with your father-in-law, or, you know, somebody else within your household, the
right.
total household is covered, which is amazing.
Well, it is, and it's so important that this be done. Now, some people, like, for instance, Medicare will cover, but a lot of the private insurers will not cover. And so this is great. Now, do AeroVac and, do Native Air and Banner Air have similar programs for insurance?
They do. They do. I think those are maybe much higher. Native Air has a different program. I think they'll work with you as far as the cost and everything. I know they've been very well good in the past. So it's, you know, they have different premiums. But, you know, we encourage, and we're going to encourage people to buy it and to get it at least for this year. And then we're going to reconsider again next year when we look at where our revenue is. And I have a contact. I'll give it to you. And that way you have it if somebody wants it.
Okay.
They should contact, her name is Carrie Brookshire. And she's the membership manager. And her number is 855-625-0352.
That's great. And I've jotted that down. I'll also put it on the website too, and of course people can call as well.
You bet.
That's excellent. Now, you know, interestingly, this covers people in the city of Globe, but a lot of the area is unincorporated county land. So at this point, I think that they have absolutely no coverage. I wonder what it would cost them.
Well, I think that I'm pretty sure that the county did the same thing, and I'm pretty sure the town of Miami did the same thing. So I would look into it, and I'll ask her, what is the cost, you know, for Miami, what is the cost for the county?
Right.
I think they have gone into the same kind of program too. But I know for us right now is $30 to continue their membership, because we've been with them several years. But like I say, this is huge. It is.
It is. It absolutely is. And it can be absolutely life-changing if you don't have that insurance, because you're not over-exaggerating when you're talking, say, $60,000. So absolutely. And I think it also behooves people to find out about Native Air, Banner Air, because, you know, you're at the hospital, you're not going to get a choice if PHI is not available. So
exactly.
You know, it makes sense to find out what the deal is, and also find out what your insurance covers. Some does, but many do not.
Exactly. Or they go 80-20, 20%, even 20% of 60,000.
Well, is more than most people in our local area have available to them. That's the bottom line.
You bet. Yeah, you are correct. So we are going to run a campaign. We're going to push that hard. I know I put it on my monthly report, and we're going to run a campaign. We're working with their marketing team and our marketing team, so we can get that out so people have the information to firsthand.
Good. Let us know.
You bet. And as soon as we do, we'll blast it out there. That way we can get that taken care of.
Okay.
Did you have any email questions?
Actually, I didn't. It was interesting because, of course, the county made a change in their manager, and that got a flurry of email. But nothing.
Yeah.
I think that was where attention was. So nothing for the city this month. But I'm glad you brought it up, because anyone who wants to your questions answered in these meetings and doesn't want to call and identify themselves, radio@kqss.net. You can send it anytime during the month, and I will absolutely ask Al on the air.
Yeah, and I encourage people to do that. I read some of the social media posts that are out there, and I don't know where people get some of their information, and some of the outrageous remarks and comments that are made are just, it is outrageous. And I would rather sit down and meet with somebody, talk to them, or try and answer it to them on the air, if I'm able to.
That's a good point. We don't normally go through social media, but I think one of the things I'm going to do is start to see what's getting big attention so that we can talk about it on the air.
Okay.
Because
I
agree
to,
with
yeah.
you. It's a plus and minus, I guess, with social media. But the minus is definitely that things that are not true spread like wildfire. And unfortunately, there are people who believe, well, if it was on the internet, it's the truth. And nothing could
exactly.
be farther from the truth.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's why I like the Coffee with the Mayor. They come in there if they have those questions, and I can answer them. In fact, we have it this Wednesday.
Okay, great.
Wednesday at 1 o'clock at Copper City's Coffee is my next Coffee with the Mayor.
Good.
For anybody interested in coming and asking questions.
Yes, absolutely. 1 o'clock this Wednesday. That's great.
Yep. And then 6 o'clock is the candidate forum. For Globe City Council, we have 4 seats open, but there's only 1 seat that's being challenged. That's Councilman Mariano Gonzalez, and he's being challenged by Matt Storm. And the other 3 seats, there is no challenges against them.
Good. Yeah, that brings up the issue. Early voting starts soon, I believe.
Yes. In fact, the dates change this year. I think we voted on it because... And I think they're even going to be even earlier in the next year in the
yes.
general because of time frame to get things done, I guess, is what they're saying.
Yes. Well, excellent. Well, good. A lot of good information. Anything else we need to know right now?
No, I think that's it right now. Like I said, if we'll see. I like that. If there is questions on social media and you want to put them out there, that's fine with me too.
Yeah, that's I never really thought about it till we just discussed it, but I am horrified with the amount of people who think that, well, it was on Facebook, so it's legitimate. There's just absolutely no truth to that. So I think getting to the bottom of anything that's creating a lot of talk is probably a real public service, and we're going to do it.
Okay, sounds good.
Well, terrific. All right. So this will replay on Sunday morning on KJAA, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM, and it will be up on kqss.net in perpetuity within the next day or so. So, Al, thank you for taking the time out.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you next month.
You got it.